Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Spring of Life show. This is Jasmine, and I'm here with my co-host, Ben. Hey, Ben.
Hello, wonderful evening to all of you out there, and wonderful evening to you, Jasmine, and wonderful evening to you, Doug.
It's a wonderful life and a wonderful evening. I've decided that I'm going to sing for the next hour. I'm kidding. I'm sitting here looking out the window at the lake I live on, and there's all of these wonderful little islands floating about in it. I think with the defrosting of the Canadian North here, that pieces of, I don't know if it's marsh or mainland or other little islands in the lake, they've broken off and they seem to be floating about in their own way, perhaps to regroup and create a bigger, greater shoreline or another island somewhere. It's really interesting to watch. I've never seen this before. But anyway, happy spring, everybody. And I would like to talk about life today. I'm feeling wide open. I've just come off of a 5-day kidney cleanse, and which entailed annihilating caffeine from my diet for 5 days, which was an interesting experience. And it's pretty interesting how, you know, when we take something, decide to clean something up in our worlds, like you know, whether that's from our diets or our emotional centers or our relationships or our business platforms or, you know, whatever it is, that it seems to cause a little bit of a chaos, you know, as if tuning from one octave to the next. There's that in-between discordant, squeaky, chaotic phase that unfolds. And the same goes for awakening and healing, or, you know, integrating the higher self and upgrading consciousness levels or vibrations. So if you're having a hard time out there with this cardinal cross that's just moved through and the energies around that, or if you're changing something in your life and you're struggling to make a decision, just know, please know that it's totally natural. Completely natural to, people might tell you it's not normal, but, you know, normal, well, hey, you know, tricks are for kids, right? Normal is blah. Natural, on the other hand, is who we are. And it's really natural to have some discombobulation, to have some physical symptoms, to have some emotional quandaries, to have some mind chatter and mental states that come forth that may have you feeling, you know, like in 1 minute you can be in 14 different directions. It's all so natural. Anyway, that's how, that's on my mind. That just seems to be what's coming forth from my mouth. And to the point, actually, off of this kidney cleanse, that I've been writing poetry, which is, now I'm a writer. It's, becoming more and more so of one, actually, working on a novel and blogging. Feel free to check out JasmineI, as in the letter I, .com for my blog and some information about me and my upcoming book. And lately, though, I've taken to poetry, and which just lets me know that I've been feeling quite melancholy. And because I wrote poetry when I was a teenager, and I loved it. I loved the way it felt. I enjoyed the way it moved through me. I loved that I could express myself and use these kinds of words and feelings and rhythms that just seemed so natural. But anyway, I think that this is all a natural part of what's unfolding. Cleansing in every way there is. I've even cleaned out my lingerie drawer. So there you have it. How are you, Benjamin, from a male's perspective?
Fabulous, actually. Certainly feeling a vast shift with cleansing, and it is always so nice to be cleansing. It can be tough at times, but at the same time, it's always nice to be cleaning oneself physically from the inside, but also emotionally or mentally of those old belief systems. There are so many different levels on which we can cleanse, whether that's energetically or just breathing deeper. It doesn't really matter which way it does. It all feels so good. And having a better functioning body allows us to have more energy to go about our lives so much more, with much, much more ease. And I, for myself, certainly am feeling a lot better. Things have cleared up, and I have to say that the cleanses we have been doing are all natural, mostly organic, and thus really helpful. They are pharmaceutical strength, and with
They
that,
feel like they're
really.
veterinarian strength, let me tell you.
Well, some of them are.
Wow. Ooh.
And it's definitely been quite a wild ride, but also I really do feel how it is different to be in this body again. It is like I've shaved off a year or two, or maybe even a few more than that, and just having more nutritious blood coursing through my veins is really assisting. Oh, and the deliciousness of adding a little richer food to my diet again is just fabulous. The returning joy of being able to play with it all is just wonderful. Similar to when we get one of those old belief systems out and we then rediscover even richer thought that we hadn't considered for a while. It is ever so delicious to be re-inspired by those types of things.
It is delicious. I like that word. I've been using it regularly. It's become a new part of my vocabulary diet, if you will. Words like delicious and thriving and juicy and lush. I love that word, lush. And it's springtime. So let's talk about cleaning out our closets. Let's talk about that. Now, I've been recontemplating my professional life. I've had a lot of changes move through. I recently, just over the Easter weekend, found out that a dear lifelong friend of mine passed away, and it was expected. It was expected. And what was most interesting about that for me was that she had passed away in December, and I had only just found out, actually over Easter weekend. I was had this this compelling feeling that just I picked up the phone and I dialed her number. The last time I spoke with her was in October, and I knew she was on her way out. And in December, I felt it. I just felt her spirit, and I looked at Ben and I said, "Ah, you know, she Mia had died," and I felt compelled on Easter weekend to dial the number, and I did, and it was out of order, and I dialed the other number that I had for her, and the woman who was there asked me who I was, and I said, "I'm Jasmine," and she said, "Ah, well, you know, she died in December," and then gave me the whole unfolding of the dramatic story that went on around that, and it was full of intrigue and betrayal and sadness and just a bunch of life stuff that unfolds when we move through our worlds from a place of perhaps being less conscious or less aware or not knowing how, less skillful in knowing how to speak up for ourselves, how to be okay with standing on our own two proverbial feet in our hearts for what's best for us. And my dear friend had done this for most of her life. And it really, it took me, you know, it took me a while to move through it. And I still am in a way. I of course still love her and feel her, which is really nice because I have that perspective of the after this life that, you know, just because we're not in physical form doesn't mean we're not in contact. But a lot of memories have moved through and a lot of remembering and some anger. And some, you know, all sorts of wild ride emotions that unfold when we demagnetize from the connections that we have with the bodies of the spirits that we know and love when they traverse this planet with us side by side. And it's caused me through spring cleaning, it was kind of a new spring cleaning, a piece of spring cleaning that showed up, and I'm grateful for it and appreciative for it. But it's also caused me to look at all aspects of my life, and hence the cleanse, wanting to support the body vehicle and be more in alignment with it. That's not to say that I'm not back on caffeine, because I am, and I'm loving it. But certainly to be more aware, and I've been on the body awareness path for quite some time, from a more conscious place than I have been in the past, which means I'm honoring when my body says, that's enough, Jasmine, because I was a competitive athlete for a while and really was used to pushing through things. And I actually recognized that for me, that was a path and a way of moving through my life, of pushing through things and pushing through chores, wanting to finish things, playing beat the clock in my world. And I've come to this place during this spring, and maybe it's in the cardinal cross and the cleansing and just looking at, you know, spending some quiet time with myself and really letting the awarenesses give rise, letting my vibration align with the realizations of what wants to be revealed, what already is, and where I can open my eyes to actually look at it. And so I've been spring cleaning. As I said, I'm going through my drawers. I'm, recontemplating how I'm going about my book because I'm in an editing phase. And I was writing two of them. Well, I had one written and I wasn't going to publish it. And I've decided to pull that out of the vault and go with it because it's great and it needs some work, but I love it. And it's also had me contemplating my radio career as well. And so I also broadcast with Benjamin on another station called Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. And we have a show there called The Inner Revolution. And we broadcast Thursday afternoons from 3 to 5, and we have a blast. And I love being on the radio. I love being on BBS, and I love being on freedomslips.com. And I'll tell you why. Because I love to interact with people. That's why I do this. I do this from a place of loving. Yes, it's certainly great for platforming business, but the truth is, it's really about connecting with you. It's really about connecting with humanity. It's, for me, it's the interaction. That's the joy. That's the rev. That's the delicious, lush juiciness. There's where those words come in, because they have a feeling and they describe how it feels for me in my world when I can talk to somebody, when I know I'm reaching someone and they're being affected or they're chewing on it or they're being comfortable or perhaps pushed out of their comfort zone. Because, hey, that's where the evolution comes, right? When we step out of those tight shoes and we go barefoot for a while, you know, it feels really, new, because our skin is fresh and our feet can be a little tender and we can feel a little raw sometimes. But then, you know, we get used to that and then we march forward and then we have another peeling. So I'm asking you out there, as I'm recontemplating my radio career, what, if you're out there and you're listening, I would love if you would give us a call and let us know you're out there, how we've affected you, if you're being affected, if you're appreciating the show, if you're enjoying it, if you're streaming, if you're listening, if you're archiving. How are you connecting with us here at the Spring of Life show on bbsradio.com? That's what I'd like to know. And you can fast chat us. You can come to the Spring of Life. I'll let Ben give you some technical ways to get in touch with us, because I'm really looking at making some decisions for myself. I want to know if I'm reaching people, and if you're out there, is anybody out there? And if you are, step up, cast your vote. I would love that. Now, how can they reach us, Ben?
They can definitely reach us live by calling into the show today. And whether you want to engage for a longer period of time, whether you have any questions, or whether you just want to let us know that you have been listening, or that anything that you've heard here so far is of value to you, you can call us at 1-888-627-6008. You can also either download the BBS radio app on the App Store from Apple or for Android. And once again, the phone number to call in live is 1-888-627-6008. Or on the apps, there is actually a button there that you can press, and it'll connect you right live to us on the show right here. Another way to get a hold of us is actually to go on bbsradio.com/thespring. That is our show's webpage on bbsradio.com. And there you will find on the left-hand side, under the world clock, the fast chat. So if you click on that fast chat, you have another way of getting a hold of us, simply by sending us a quick message in the chat room, because we are monitoring that just as much. Or if you are listening to the archive of this, for example, another way to get a hold of us is to just go to springoflifecenter.com, and center is spelled with an E-R. If you want to just send us an email, you can do that by sending us an email at contactus@springoflifecenter.com. So there is a lot of different ways that you can get a hold of us, and pick one of them, have a blast, and give us a shout and see whether or how you want to just get in touch with us. So one of our things is really to follow your highest excitement. What is your bliss? What is it that really tickles and excites you? And for us, what we really love doing is assisting people in getting what excites them. We don't really necessarily want to tell you what exactly you have to do in your life, but we do suggest certainly that it is just wonderful to follow your own passion, your excitement, your love, whatever that is that turns you on, that turns your crank, such that we love when we hear that anyone has gotten a little closer to their own passion, to their own heart, connected with who they are at the core of their own beings, such that we have been revamping our business and we are looking at where is our excitement flowing, where are we spending our time, and how can we improve the effectiveness of where we do spend our time. And we do currently have two radio shows, as Jasmine already mentioned, this one here, the Spring of Life show on bbsradio.com, and we love definitely hosting with you here. And we also have the other show on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com called The Inner Revolution. And with The Inner Revolution, we have definitely gotten clear feedback that people are engaging. They are giving us a call. They are getting real, true, and honest improvements week after week, little by little. They are changing their ways of thinking. They are changing their lives. They are feeling more excited. When they didn't feel good before the show, they did by the time they ended the show. We've gotten such lovely comments, and even the hosts that are on the station as well are really excited and are oftentimes now keeping their time available just to listen to our show. This is such lovely feedback that it is really exciting for us to continue hosting there, because it is bringing people forward, it is moving people, it is shifting things in their world, and all of this is giving us an incentive to continue there, because that's what thrills us, that's what we are passionate about, that's why we chose this type of a career in the first place, and that's what we do want to continue with. So now, if you are listening to this show currently, such that you have been listening to us for a while, maybe you're tuning in for the first time, but if you do like to have us continue our show on bbsradio.com, we want a little feedback from you. We would love to hear from you, and it would just be fabulous to have you engage or just to send us a quick note. So you had many ways to get a hold of us, one of them being, for example, sending us an email at contactus@springoflifecenter.com, or just to give us a call on the show live today at 1-888-627-6008.
And either way, if you don't have that app, download that app and get BBS on your Android or your iPhone, because this station is loaded. This platform is loaded with goodness, all sorts of consciousness-based awakening, every kind of tincture and every cup of tea that you could want, and then some. And so there's lots to choose from. On this platform, there's station one, station two, there's tons of really cool stuff going on this platform. And now, let's really talk about excitement, because, you know, there's a way in which making these, I've been sitting with this for a while, and, you know, I've noticed that for a lot of people, it can be challenging to prune our trees of life, whether that be a friendship, whether that be a habit, an addiction, whether it be cleaning out our closets because, you know, oh gosh, we've had this outfit for so long and Aunt Martha gave me that sweater. And even though I've had it since I was 12 and I'm now 62, I should hang on to it. And that candle that I've never burned that I've been lugging around. Oh, and that little tchotchka. There's so many ways. Or we have tons of extracurricular activities that we, you know, we look at and each one of them feels like it's a sacred little nugget that we have to hang on to. Now, I agree they're all sacred and they're all little nuggets. Okay, some nuggets are denser than others. Some are lighter. Some are GMO nuggets and some are organic nuggets. But it really, it can be challenging to prune the tree of our own lives. You know, it really can be. Do we downsize our house, upsize? What about all our friends if we move the neighborhood? I mean, gosh, it can be quite challenging. Am I going to cleanse? Am I not? There's just so many habits and patterns and ideas that we have, and they all serve in the moment. At some time, they were all valid and they were beautiful lily pads. But I invite each of you, at this time of spring, at this time of the renewal and the resurrection of the earth, the rebirthing of the nutrition and the nourishment that comes from this beautiful planet, this beautiful mother that we have, this that we steward, that stewards us. What if there was something in your life that wanted to be assessed? If it's a drawer, if it's a job you've been putting off, if it's a room you've wanted to paint, if it's, you know, a client you've wanted to say, I'm done, or an extracurricular activity or a type of exercise you've been doing because it hurts you, but you think you need to work out and that's the only way there is to do it because you've been doing it for so long, whatever it might be for you, you know, there's always another way. There's always something that when we open to, okay, if there were something else, what might it be? What feels best for my body? What has me feeling relief, joy, oh, excitement, eagerness, you know, some passion? And it could be doing the laundry that's been sitting there for 2 weeks that you've been avoiding and you've been turning your underwear inside out. And come on, I know you've done it now. Don't pretend you haven't. Or am I the only one? But there's always something that wants to be looked at. You know, when we say we'll do it tomorrow. Well, what if today is the tomorrow? What if today is that tomorrow? Right now, you could make a choice. Oh, yeah, but what about those who'll be disappointed? Well, if I break up this relationship, maybe, you know, I won't have anyone to, you know, go and have coffee with. Well, if I tell that girlfriend what I really think of her, maybe she won't talk to me anymore. If I'm not there for her to pick up her needy phone calls, even though I might be, you know, fatigued and on the couch because I'm battling a virus, maybe she won't be my life anymore. Well, potentially that might be a good thing. Or maybe they'll be in your life in a different way. And so, as I move through my world looking at what serves me and what doesn't, what supports my spirit, what allows me to feel, oh, good in my world, relaxed and open to opportunities, present with things that I'm doing, I invite you to do the same for yourself. And if you have any questions about any of those choices, or decisions, or how to move through them, or any, because some of them can be sticky. It can be sticky. I honor that. So if you have any, please give me a call, 888-627-6008. Download that app. Click on it, get in touch with us. Come to our BBS Fast Chat, bbs.com, bbsradio.com/thespring.
And the nice thing about following your excitement is that it's actually what, in someone else's words, it's a complete kit. It is actually full in on its own right. It doesn't need anything else.
You mean like usually, a full life kit, right? Like a how to live life kit? Is that what you mean?
For example, it contains every single thing that you need. Essentially, if you follow your highest excitement, you will always be led to what you need most next. And the beautiful thing is that oftentimes, when you follow those gut feelings, that at that point, you actually have an opportunity to make wiser choices than you can just determine with pure logic. The logic itself doesn't necessarily always give you the answer that will actually most benefit you. Because, for example, at some point we were traveling, Jasmine and I, and it was morning. We had just had breakfast and we saw this chicken roasting at a stand that just looked mighty delicious, but we just had breakfast, so we were absolutely not hungry at that time. But something gave us a tap on the shoulder that really we should buy one of these chickens. And it so didn't make sense to us because we were in southern France and we were full, we were happy. We knew that southern France offers lots of food options,
Lots of
that
yumminess.
there's great food on many corners, and it doesn't really matter whether we get something here or later. And but somehow there was such excitement in getting a chicken like that for ourselves, even though we knew by the time we were hungry, it would probably be cold again. We ended up getting it anyway. And a little down the line, we ended up coincidentally finding my mother on the highway, who was driving in her own van. Really, quite a coincidence. We were going in the same direction, but who would have thought that we would actually meet her on the road again? By that point, we also happened to be hungry, and we ended up pulling into the same rest stop. By the time that we explored the food options at that rest stop, we realized that they really weren't all that great. And we started to be even more thrilled that we had picked up that chicken. So this is just one little example of how, when you actually follow your excitement, whether it makes sense at the time or not, it usually always looks out for you in one way or another. And now what I want to let you know too is that excitement isn't necessarily always this bouncing off the wall, jumping up and down, being so super thrilled that you want to jump out of your pants or whatever it is. It's just oftentimes more of a cool, confident collectedness. It's a feeling of being more energized in one type of thinking than another. It's really not necessarily always this what we oftentimes see as being excited. But it's such an overarching, dominant, beautiful type of an emotional expression that can come through that oftentimes we might term it as something like love, or we could call it truth, or we could call it excitement. It is so vast that it is actually really tough to only put one particular word to it and expect to recognize it in every moment. However, you do have another sense inside of you, a sense of emotion, which is, well, similar to all the other senses, that it works intuitively. You don't have to have someone else explain to you what brightness is and what darkness is. Your eyes instantly recognize it. And the same is true for your emotional sense. No one has to explain to you what feels good and what feels bad. You instantly know which of the two options that you think about start to feel better. Sometimes they might even be pretty even. Well, that's really because they are rather even. Sometimes you might not have found anything that is exciting at all yet. Well, maybe it's not time to make a decision yet. I've actually found that quite often, that when I don't make a decision, when I don't feel excited at that point, actually, then when I think I can give myself a little more time, that is a decision in itself just as much. And oftentimes that decision may then also feel most exciting. And so that's what I go with. But I've learned over time not to make a decision until I feel that energy come through. And to explain a little further, what that all is about is that really it is your higher mind, your higher self, your soul or oversoul, really depends on what verbiage you want to use to talk about that own divine part of yourself that connects to you at all times, that's giving you constant feedback that is connected right into the center of your heart and is giving you feedback whether you're on path or not with the thoughts that you're thinking. And your thoughts are, well, sort of like then acting as a little filter to give you direction on how much spirit energy is coming through? How much life force are you filtering out? How much resistance are you carrying with you? The less vibrant and alive you feel at any given moment, well, the less you are thinking thoughts that are in alignment with your own divine self.
Absolutely. And you know, Ben, I'd like to speak further to that excitement. That really rung a bell with me, because it took me a very long time to recognize that different states are, well, A, different states are different. And
You mean Ohio?
oh my goodness. And now, to be a little more eloquent and apt in my verbiage and specific, that this, to take any given state, like, oh, being connected to being in a loving state, it feels different. And the one you spoke to, when you said excitement, feels, it's not always being, you know, like being a bouncing rubber ball that's going off of all the walls and the ceilings and the floors, like a little Jack Russell doggy. Those, because often
They do get really excited.
they get really and really strung out and excited, and it's exciting. Or, you know, a dog that's really happy to see you and its tail is going, it's knocking things off the table and it's jumping up. And I love that. And that's certainly one form of excitement. And for me, for a very long time, it was the only form of excitement that I really understood to be excitement. And as a result, I began thinking that when I wasn't in that state, I wanted to be, because it felt good to be like that. But that's also a very heightened state. Excuse me for a moment. Heightened state of, thank you, a heightened state of adrenaline. And the adrenal glands are pumping, and it's running through the neurochemistry of the body, and the physiology, and everything is responding to that. So I've come to know that excitement can be quiet for me. Excitement can be that Jack Russell experience. Excitement can have me speaking like, oh, with my hands going all over the place, like, oh, I don't know what, like a culture. I'm going to say, like, the Italians speak a lot with their hands, and I love that. And I do that often, and I can be flailing about like that in my excitement. I've jumped up and down in my excitement, and I've giggled and hugged my friends, and you know, and then there's also the quiet excitement. There's a quiet excitement I feel when I'm letting go, and when I'm releasing things, and when I'm acknowledging that something has changed for me in my world, that I've bridged a gap, that I've cleaned something out of my closets, that I've, and there's a, it feels like relief oftentimes. But there's also this newness that comes, like the spring, like the freshly tilled earth, and I can feel it in myself, and it feels exciting, because there's a sense of the unknown. There's something new. There's a new step, a new territory, a new path perhaps, or a step forward in a way that I never expected. And I like that. And Benjamin, I'm so pleased that you brought that up, because love can feel like that. How often do we give up on, or we let go of relationships, our intimate other relationships? Because I've heard so many times from people when I work with them on relationship issues that, oh, the spark is gone. Well, you know, you can create that, because we tend to want to rely on things always looking, being, tasting, staying the same way. And when they change, we get freaked out. You know, it's like someone transitions out of their meat suit and they go into the after this life. We can freak out a little, whether that's a person or, you know, a pet. I mean, I've had my share of transitions of both. And one day I'll transition and so will you. But we freak out because, and then we go through grief. Changes can be very closely associated with grief. But there's a way to honor that and be okay with that, honor the change, honor the pruning in the tree of your life, and move forward. Are you okay, Benjamin? Ben, looking at Ben, and he's looking like he's suffering a little bit, so I just wanted to ask him, I know I'm on air, but are you okay, honey? Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes. No, I'm fine. I can feel my kidneys a little.
Oh. I lost a few pounds and I was saying to Ben, look, I'm getting so skinny, you'll pretty soon be able to see my kidneys. That's horrible. And it makes me want to laugh at some of the iconic images we have of women's bodies in the model industry. And that's, you know, that maybe we can see their kidneys. I don't know. But, now, some of you might think I shouldn't be laughing about this, but hey, if we don't laugh about it, if we take it all so seriously, was it, which teacher was it? Maybe somebody who's listening can refresh me. Maybe was it, I can't quite remember, Ram Dass, maybe not. Where there's seriousness, there's ego. And where there's laughter, there's God. And if the word God offends you, I hear you, use whatever word works for you. Because me, I'm not attached too much to verbiage. When I'm not on air, I have my own language. It's full of jasminisms, and some of them do sneak out of my mouth from time to time. And I've had people ask me, what did you mean by that? I use the word degubification on the air on the Inner Revelation show. And I got a couple of emails on that one. But you know what? They're fun. It's a whole new dictionary. And feel free to play with the language your way. And, you know, become playful in your world. And become excited about things and follow your excitement and your bliss and know that it's always a little different. It's like meditating, you know, I tap in, tune in, turn on, and it's always a little different. My body feels a little different. Sometimes it's tingly, sometimes it's still, sometimes images go through, sometimes I feel as big as the entire multiverse, other times I'm just kind of floating along. Well, we want to hang on to things. This is really in theme with the spring cleaning. If we can string all these beautiful golden nuggets together, or call them pearls of wisdom or awareness, make a nice little, bookmark or necklace for yourself or whatever works. And the spring cleaning, you know, is it really exciting to hang on to that old sweater? Or am I just hanging on to it because I always have?
Is it habit? Or is it actually something that I purposefully intend? And sometimes it is really good to just go back and actually re-examine that. Is it really exciting for me to keep this? Or is it maybe actually exciting to offer some space for something new to come in? Because whenever I clear something out, it also offers a space for something new to come in. And oftentimes I don't even have to know yet what that is, but being able to give myself permission in order to start playing with it, in order to be fluid with it, in order to just have that new space, it allows me to play again in new ways. And it's so funny what you were talking about earlier too. It seems to be a certainly common theme in relationships nowadays that in the beginning there is that phase of being super thrilled and excited. And I'll call it a little bit of an infatuation stage because we don't really know the other person yet most of the time, at least not on a third dimensional level. And we are all thrilled because we sort of just fall in love with the image that we have of them at first. And as life goes on, we start to get to know them and we do realize that they do burp and they do fart.
Oh, no.
and that
and
they
sweat and drool on their pillowcases. Oh my gosh.
And that they do get sick, and that they actually are real people and not just these entirely angelic, wonderful beings that we thought they were at first, and that maybe they do even sometimes lie and do all these mischievous things that we would have never expected from them. And
how could they? How could you do that? I never thought you were like that.
You're telling me you're human too?
Oh, how
jeez. Yeah.
No.
How
no,
could
no.
you? How
I'm
could
out.
You?
I'm out of this whole human relationship experience. No. You will stay the cardboard cutout of my fantasy relationship that I have overlaid on you, or else.
Either that happens, or we seek to have a stable relationship and a safe relationship to such an extent. It might even be that we didn't feel quite so safe in the world until we met this person, and only then were we able to reconnect with our own safety again. And thus we try to make the other person as familiar as we can in order to keep that safety. But then all of a sudden we recognize that things sort of come and go day in, day out. We build certain rituals and things just seem more and more similar from day to day to day. And all of a sudden, several years passed, and we don't really know where all this time went, but at least we've got our habits, we've got our rituals, we are familiar with all our ways of living, and not all too much unexpected is happening. But all of a sudden, we're wondering why you yourself or your partner is getting bored with the relationship, or might not be having so much fun, and you're wondering, where did all this love go? Where did all the excitement go? Do you remember back then? And there is a part where, yes, it's good to get to know each other, but oftentimes we start to trade off safety for excitement. We start to trade off safety and intimacy in exchange for discovery and newness. And it's such that most often humans do crave both. There is a part of us that really loves and appreciates being familiar with things in our world, and there's yet another part that also does want to evolve, that does want to grow, that does want newness, that does want excitement. And thus, we often think, or a lot of people in our society do then believe that they have to start looking outside of their relationship because they have gotten to know their partner to such a degree that they've gotten boring. But each one of us is so vast, so unlimited of a person, especially from the internal perspective, that when we just allow ourselves to dive a little deeper within, because there isn't only a world out there, there is also a world in here within you. Just close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and listen to your thoughts, feel your feelings. And if you then throw in a sprinkle of imagination, you wouldn't believe the types of worlds you can create, the journeys and adventures you can have without having to leave your farm. And maybe you don't even live on a farm, but it is lovely. All the places that you can go by going inside rather than having to necessarily get in your car and go anywhere. Hey, that is fun too, but it is also important to recognize that no matter where you go in the world, there you are. You are and always will be the only common denominator in your world, no matter where you go, such that when you start to go inside and you start playing with your inner world, it has benefits you will take with you no matter what. No matter what happens to you, no matter where you go. It is actually more valuable than any money can buy. It is such a phenomenal life-changing experience that it has a deliciousness that goes so far beyond the most wonderful and
succulent,
delicious meal that you've ever eaten when you were starving.
Ain't that the truth? And isn't the best meal we eat when we're really hungry? And I'm going to put out, we've got about, 10, 12, 14, 16 minutes left in the show, something like that. And I welcome you to join us at bbsradio.com/thespring. Download that app on your Android or your iPhone. Click it and join us. Call in live, 888-627-6008, or come on to our screen, bbsradio.com/thespring, as in springling, and under the world clock on the left-hand side, you'll see click fast chat and give us a click. Give us a click and let us know you're there. Let us know how you're feeling. Broach a topic, offer your voice. You don't even have to use your real name if you don't want to. I mean, you can use a handle and we can be all like, hey, we trucked down stopbbsradio.com. My name's Big Mama Monkey. What's your handle? I don't even know if I did that right, but it felt like fun.
Or you can just speak live with us at 1-888-627-6008.
I thought I included that, but perhaps I didn't. And we would love to hear if you are gaining any nuggets, what you're, contemplating spring cleaning from your life, pruning from your tree of life.
Or if you happen to listen to the archive of this show, you can gladly send us an email at contactus@springoflifecenter.com. If you want to find our website, you can also go to bbsradio.com/thespring and you will find it there.
Ooh, that was very good, Ben. You'll find it there. You sound very radio broadcasty. Are you in radio?
Somehow I have the feeling this might be broadcast into the entire universe right now.
Oh, I like that, the multiverse. That's kind of sexy, isn't it?
Ooh, even the multiverse.
Ooh, I like that, multidimensionality. And I would like to suggest to all of you, I've been reading, Ben and I read together. We read individually, but we also read together, which is great fun. And if you're in a relationship and you don't have to just read with your kids, you can actually read with your partner and it's super fun. We are currently reading a book that has been around for a while. It was written by Jane Roberts, and many of you may know her as the channel for the entity known as Seth. Jane Roberts has she's transitioned. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you. Sometimes I trip on my tongue too. Transitioned into the after this life, which seems to be a theme. Maybe we can do a show on after this lifeness. That could be great fun. Maybe next week. Anyway, she wrote a book as a trilogy called The Education of Oversoul 7. And it is absolutely a stunning, beautiful, provocative, tender, amazing piece of work as far as I'm concerned. We are just entering into book two, and I can't get enough. I am finding that I'm learning and opening to so much information that I really feel I already knew. And yet somehow to have this reminder in this story form is quite wonderful. I'm really digging it. And so if you're looking for a book to add to your list, it's definitely in the, I would call, I don't know, I want to say new age, because what does that mean? That always makes me feel like, I don't know, I'm going to go dancing in a sheet in the airports or something like that. But it certainly talks about spirit and our connections to each other and parallel realities in a story form. It's a beautiful, beautiful books.
And it's funny because isn't New Age as a category really more so ancient age?
Yeah.
That we're returning back to what was known a really, really long time ago and yet was now muddled down in our textbooks such as the Bible, for example, the Council of Assisi, I believe it was in the 500s.
Assisi, you.
They decided that, well, reincarnation shouldn't be considered as a Christian concept anymore. By the way, it used to be a Christian concept, but
not anymore. No.
It's so much easier to control people when there is a punishment of either eternal heaven or eternal hell, and we get to decide whether you get to go there or not. Oh no, it's really some guy in the sky that does that. But I guess since we've got the direct line, we are the ones as the representatives on Earth here that can tell you whether you're in or out. Do you make the club or not? Well, just give us some money and we'll put in a vote in your favor.
Yes, and remember, you only make it in the club if you have a penis. Otherwise, well, yeah.
No. I think with the inside plumbing, you get to also go to heaven, but you've got different jobs.
Oh, you get
jobs.
To go to heaven, but you don't get to be an emissary of the heavenly word. You don't get a direct line. You kind of have to be on hold, you know?
That was the paradigm that was created then, and maybe it is returning to this ancient age, or it's again a new age, maybe from our perspective here, that actually we now say you all have a direct line and you don't need anyone to mediate for you. You do get your answers, but really you're more so even talking to yourself, and I'm not meaning that in a funky way. I talk to myself
all the time, out loud and quietly. So maybe I'm funky. I don't take any offense.
Well, the funny thing about that too is if you tell that to the wrong psychotherapist, they might
like it's the right one.
Then tell to themselves, they have auditory hallucinations is what they auditorily hallucinate. Isn't that funny?
I like that. You say that to the wrong psychotherapist. And I was, did you hear my clever quip? I'm repeating it because I thought it was funny. Like as if there's a right one. I'm saucy this evening, aren't I? And if you're listening,
I got to say though, I've also seen psychotherapists, and there is quite a lot of people that are really capable and wonderful, and they are very competent.
Darling,
and
if they are psycho and they're therapists, there's an issue. Now therapists, I see, and I know too psychiatrists actually who are quite well-versed in all, and actually they use in their practice primarily what we call alternative healing methods, and they're fabulous. They get great results.
What I found really fascinating is that therapists chose a name for themselves that actually spells out the rapist. I found that somewhat
brutal, right?
Scary, but playing with words, that was really something that I found to be a little
funky.
Surprising. And especially since they are in a science that is saying they are extremely observant. And
yes,
yet they put this name of the rapist on their doors. That is
Psycho the rapist. That's the masterful ones. They're the deeply philosophical ones.
And
I hope you're enjoying
our
show tonight.
There's some of them that really are just lovely. They are so good at what they do. I got to give some of them real praise, but it is like a mechanic. Some of them are really good and you can't wait to get your car back all spanky danky clean and beautiful and wonderful and working just like a charm. And others, you're like, oh man, I think even more is wrong than what was going on before I handed in. I thought I just had an oil check.
I just paid $800, man. What happened?
I just had an oil check for $800. Now the engine light is on. What's going on in my life?
Four doors and a trunk. I don't know what happened. I got to go back to the mechanic. But you know what's funny when you said that we call it new age? Because those, you know, it kind of... I don't like those words. Like, it feels really like granola crunching to me. And I like granola, but somehow it puts a spin on it that feels just a little woohoo to me. And, you know, it's like with medicine. When we speak to, alternative medicine, well, I would think that would be all the pharmaceuticals and the medical community that's been around for, what, about 100 years, give or take a nickel? That would be alternative to the natural, homeopathic, herbal, from the earth medicines and healings that have been around, acupuncture, herbs, that have been around body work, energy work, sound healing, that has been around forever, since the beginning of what we'll call instigated timekeeping by humanity. So, you know, what is alternative? It's really interesting the way we consider things. And there's another option for us to look at in our pruning our tree of lives. Where are we? What are we doing? What are we taking for granted as dogmatic religion, as the gospel truth? When's the last time we've questioned what we believe, what we're buying into? There's a great place to spring clean as well.
It's really funny that even food that is all natural, such as organic foods, need to be labeled, but the ones that are GMO or that are genetically engineered, no, those are now the normal ones. That's what doesn't have to be labeled. So it's sort of backwards, but marketing is really smart. Marketers are really smart, really brilliant, and they have found so many ways of putting a different spin such that our vocabulary has altered our reality just by learning to look at things in such a different new way that we forget about a lot of these roots. Well, we forget about a lot of the stuff that is actually natural and not necessarily normal anymore. And there you have a little bit of that distinction again between what is still natural, innate to who we truly are, as compared to what has become normal simply because we've been sold it and told it so many times over and over again.
There's that natural and normal. Remember, you are a natural person. We have about 45 seconds left, give or take a penny. 1 minute. We have 1 minute left. Thank you, Doug. I always appreciate that. Doug Newsom is just a wonderful, wonderful human being and a brilliant man with a very sexy radio voice who is the man who runs this, who's created
always
this.
Always an excited vibration.
He's so cool. I really dig him. Who's actually the one of the men behind www.bbsradio.com. Here we are at /thespring. We'll be talking to you we have 30 seconds. Visit us at thespringoflifecenter.com.
Spring of Life
That's
Center.
Right.
Without
Forget the springoflifecenter.com. It's been a blast. We'll see you next week. And peace. Spring clean. Prune that tree of life that belongs to you. You're the only one who can.
Whoop, whoop. Thank you for joining us. Have yourselves a lovely evening.